tennis. We're talking tennis on this holiday, July 4th, and not asking whether you'll be playing today, but we're taking a look at the big headlines out of Wimbledon. Once again, Venus and Serena Williams will battle it out for the championship tomorrow. Today, the men's semifinal will determine who is going to be playing in the men's final on Sunday, with Roger Federer playing today and hoping to defend his title. Joining us now is Judy Dalton, who knows all about the high stakes of Wimbledon final. She lost to Billie Jean King there in 1968, and today she's a BBC commentator. Judy Dalton, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's an all-Williams sisters final. Was it a smooth ride for them to get to the big game?
Yes, it was, but I think it was a smoother ride for Venus yesterday against Elena Dementieva than it was for Serena against Zhang Ji. Zhang Ji played unbelievable tennis, and I think Serena was really stunned by it, but she was certainly stunned in a way where she played unbelievable tennis to get out of situations that could have been very tricky for her.
They are an extraordinary two women. They've played each other nine times, I think, in major tournaments, and Serena leaves 5-4. But is she ready this week for Venus's 127-mile-per-hour serves that she was dishing out this week? I believe that was a record.
It was a record, and yes, I think she is. I picked Serena from the very first day because I think that on grass she is the better player. I think of the two of them, if you had to, you know, make a choice, I think that Serena is the better player. She's better than Venus, she is able to get out of so many situations with that wonderful serve. She doesn't serve as fast as Venus, but I think it's a much more reliable one.
I interviewed the sisters once a few years ago when they were at Wimbledon, and I asked them if they had a theme song, what would it be? And Serena immediately said Wonder Woman, and Venus gave her a big elbow and said, no, just the two of us. It was a real big sister, little sister dynamic. And do we ever see any of that playing out in the court?
Well, not in singles, but in doubles they certainly do. But Venus is certainly the one who looks after Serena. Serena gets away with a lot, you know, because she's the youngest sister. I mean, she's the youngest of the five of them, and Venus certainly does look after her, but she won't be looking after her in the final, I can assure you. And I think that that the two of them really both want it tomorrow, and I hope for everybody's sake that it's going to be a really good match.
Is it good for women's tennis to have the Williams sisters headlining yet again? The last time was in 2003 when they were in the Wimbledon final.
Well, if they're good enough, that's the way it is. If the other girls can't beat them, why should they object to them being there and being headlined?
What's been the response to the two of them ending up in the final tomorrow?
I think people are saying, oh dear, you know, the Williams again. But then the real tennis people say, well, they deserve to be there and that's it. And I think everybody's just hoping that it'll be a really good match.
How has tennis, women's tennis, changed, you think, since the days when you were playing?
There's more money. much more money. The whole sort of aspect of it, you know, that they have trainers and coaches and psychologists and everybody. They have a huge support team, whereas when we played, we only had ourselves and we had to just do everything for ourselves.
Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Let's
That's
not
exactly
forget
right.
The men. Today there are two games, Roger Federer versus Marat Safin and mm-hmm. Rafael Nadal, who's coming off a French Open win, versus Rainer Schüttler. What's your thought here? What should we be looking for?
I think the first match, Federer against Safin, will be the better match of the two. But it really depends on Safin. If he comes out and he decides that he really wants to play, then I think he will challenge Federer. But I can't see Federer losing, but it might be, you know, quite a good match. The other one...
Some good match, I think, is happening behind you because we can hear all that clapping.
Yes, they've only just started. They've only played three games.
It sounds like you're going to get hit by a ball there if you aren't careful.
No, don't worry. It's fine. Federer's leading 2-1. That's it. So don't worry about it. It's very early stages. And the other match, Nadal and Schüttler. I mean, Schüttler played this long, long match last night, the second longest match in men's history, and he didn't finish till very late. And Nadal has had a day's rest. And so I think that it'll be a walk in the park for Nadal. I hate to say it, but it's interesting because last year Nadal had such a tough time to the final.
He sure did. And this year
he's had really an absolute walk in the park.
We'll have to leave it there, Judy Dalton.
That's fine.
Thank you very much. Judy Dalton, BBC commentator.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.